Good morning, everyone.
My name is Damon. I'm from Texas A&M. I'm a PhD student under the supervision of Dr. Wayne Smith and Dr. Hongbin Zhang, and my poster number is 80. Today I'll be talking about proof of concept, novel gene-based breeding versus field-based breeding in improving fiber quality traits in cotton. So the goal is to improve cotton fiber quality, and we're looking at two traits of interest. One is upper half mean length, and the other one is fiber bundled strength. So on the left, you'll look, that is our traditional field-based breeding methodologies, where we go out to the field and we visually select our individual plants in an F2 or an F3 nursery. But on the right is a little diagram that shows the gene, the marker-based breeding systems. But the one that we're interested in is the gene-based breeding method, which has been proposed by Dr. Hongbin Zhang at Texas A&M. And if you look at the right figure, the rightmost figure, you'll see that our marker is actually inside the target gene. And in my study, we're looking at SNP, and that is the marker that we're using. So we looked at a comparison of these two studies and whether we can make our predictions of better fiber quality material. So we have in our materials and methods, we use two populations for our for the comparison study. The first one was an F2 population that had a Pima introgression in it, and the second one was an F3 population that had an upland by upland population or upland by upland mix in it, and we selected about 250 plants in each, randomly selected, went out to the field and picked 250 plants in each population. And as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Zhang, the one who proposed this method, had 474 genes for upper half mean length and 1,100 genes for strength. However, we only did our selections based on 11 upper half mean length SNP gene markers and 11 strength gene markers. And then we compared these gene SNP-based selections with their HVI phenotype. If you look at on your left, that is the regressions of SNP predicted values plotted against HVI phenotype. And I'm only showing you the intra-specific population, the one that has interspecific population, the one that had Pima introgression in it. And if you look at the topmost left, that's a regression that is plotted against SNP predicted versus HVI phenotype of upper half mean length. And we used these gene-based markers to predict the top 10% and the bottom 10%. And on the top left, you'll see that the bottom 10% had an R-square value of 0.45, and the top 10% had an R-square value of 0.49. That shows that there is not that of a close relationship between our SNP predicted versus our HVI phenotype for upper half mean length. And if you look at the bottom left, that is for the strength, there's barely any relationship that these 11 genes were able to establish between the SNPs and the HVI phenotype. But on the right side, the box plots show the range of the values for both these traits, and you'll notice that our bottom 10% actually had a higher percentage of upper half mean length values than compared to top 10%, showing our limitation of just using 11 genes to predict or to make a prediction of upper half mean length. And similar was the study with the strength values. So our conclusions, we only based it on our 11 genes that we used for upper half mean length and for fiber bundled strength. So our work suggests that a population with high polymorphism, which one, the one that I showed you for the interspecific population, for upper half mean length may be better suited in gene-based breeding, even though we're only using 11 gene-based markers. We found a lack of robustness of these 11 SNP markers for strength in gene-based breeding. And third, which is an obvious one, that more markers and slash more genes are probably required for screening a breeding population for favorable alleles. With that, I would like to acknowledge all the committee members and our Cotton Improvement Lab and all the funding resources for my research. And I would like to remind you that my poster number is 80, and I look forward to your questions at the poster session and here as well. Thank you.